All right, so the next topic that we have here is just the next line of the Gemara, which is Mudrabana. Prior to Zmano, Isser is Mudrabana. So Zmano is, by definition, Pshita, right? And the Gemara's response to that is that we're talking about a case where Charapa Kodem Zmano, and the Chiddush is that if he scorches the Chametz prior to Zman Isuro, then, Kamash Malan, it's Mudr even afterwards. That once you scorch the chametz, then it is permissible b'hana afterwards. One question we're going to have to deal with here is, what about achila? Most Rishonim, that's already think that this is huadin achila, and achanami you can eat it too. That's the question we'll come to. But the primary point of departure for us here will be just what is going on in terms of charako. In particular, what is the level of pisul here? What level of deteriorating of the food are we discussing? So the Rov Rishonim here think that what we're discussing is chametz, which is nifsal even me'achilas kelev. It's now inedible even for a klavim. For instance, tosos al atar, right? Ukigosh nifsal me'le'achol le'kelev. But they say that had it been that this is only nifsal me'achilas adam, that it was only inedible for human consumption, but still edible for animal consumption, had that been the case, it was only nitzel me'achilas adam, so then they say it would be asur b'hana, and they point to the sugya on the tzav base and the sugya on menheim base, the din of pashe efsha, which the Gemara there says, this is on menheim base, pashe efsha, so you have rotted bread, pashe efsha, the nitzel me'achol adam, now kelev yachol ochla, so you have pas that is rotted to the extent that it no longer is edible. It's no longer fit for human consumption, but the kelev yachol achol, kelev can eat it. So it is mitama tumas ochlin. We're going to get to this, to that topic independently. So it is mitabal tuma, it's still mitabal tuma, or, okay, that's already predisposing you towards one position, or if it had become tame, it does not lose the tuma, so long as it's still roi lechilas kelev. Question we're going to see. Can ochel, which is nifsal me'achilas adam, but roi l'achilas kelev, can it be mekabel tuma? That is a question we shall see. But either it can be mekabel tuma, or it cannot be, and this line here means only that if it has become tame while it was roi l'adam, then it is still tame while it is still roi l'achilas kelev. In order to be mitayer from its tuma, not in order to be no longer susceptible to tuma, but to become mitayer after it's become tame, needs to be nisal even further. Again, we'll get to it. The nisrepes in matameya, and it also is nisrepes in matameya, bepesach. So basically what we're saying is that it is chayev es bibir. Right, zorfin pas she'ifsha, you need to be mevayer the chametz, the pas, that is nisal only me'achilas adam. And says these terms, what that means is pas, that is nisal me'achilas adam, only still has it in chametz, it's asher b'ana, chayev es bibir. So what the Gesugi here is talking about, on the Chaf Aleph, on the days, when it says Charako, Kodem Zmano, what we're talking about is you scorch it to such extent that it's no longer fit for even animal consumption. Okay. We will revisit the question. The standard assumption, I think, is that these are trying to believe that it's also Asur B'Achila, if it's only Nisal Achilas Adam. The Ron, I think, says that explicitly, and we'll come back to that. However, it is possible that there are those who disagree on this, that maybe the sugya here, Charako Kodem Zmano, Mutar L'Achilas Zmano, that's even if it's only been nifsal me'achilas adam, even if it's still ru'uya l'achilas kelev. This opinion, Rush considered it. He didn't agree with it, but it was an opinion that entered his mind. But how do you know that? What does he say? He's not quite the same as Tosfos, who just says, this is obviously talking about this. He says,
Venira,
exactly. Kigosh nisala melechol lukev dumya de pashiv shemperek kama. Aval be'in acher nira de lo havasharv. It's not obvious, not self-evident, but he thinks it is the case. So you get a hint of the possibility that maybe you could disagree here already in the rush. In terms of actually advocating that opinion, I should also mention that I think the Ravid appears to attribute this opinion to the Baal Mor. Sounds like the Baal Mor, the Ravid thinks that this is what Baal Mor means.
Yeah.
You thought that also?
No, as in he said that.
Because the
he asked the question like, hey, how could you say that it's going to be right if he doesn't? think he said both. It's probably like his other menophilus caleb. And if that's true, then you should burn it. Therefore, he said his own shot.
Where's the right leg again?
Okay.
Okay. So the right it says,
yeah.
I don't know. So it sounds like he's attributing to him this opinion that what we're talking about here is Nifsal Me'afilas Pada. I don't know that the Balmor held that, and we'll come back to the Balmor himself afterwards. But others say that Rashi held this opinion. Some have interpreted. I don't know that there's, you know, all that much to really conclusively say this, but it's certainly possible. All Rashi says about this charako is kigon shir charako be'or yafet kodem zmano shir batel ta'mo umar iso. So its taste has been neutralized as well as its look, as well as its aesthetics. What?
Appearance,
yeah. Now, to me, I don't know, you know, how that corresponds, but it's certainly plausible to say that doesn't necessarily mean it's no longer edible even for dogs. I mean, you can neutralize and change a taste, you can change its appearance, and who says it's necessarily no longer edible for dogs? Truth is, it doesn't really speak even of being Issel at all. It just means batel ta'amo. So you don't really know, but the Sas Emes is convinced that the Rashi disagrees with this. All right, I guess, and you, and also the author of the Imre Baruch on Shulchan Aruch, in his, but I didn't have it in the COVID, so I didn't give it to you guys.
That's from Baruch Tam?
Yes. No, the Sefer, Baruch Sha'amar.
Oh.
It's a great name.
That is a good name.
It's only second to my last year. You guys know Barry Klein?
Yes.
So he was saying that he should write a Sefer on Corona. I said you can call it Pines Barry. But the Sfas Emes says that, anybody have it? You guys saw it?
Yeah.
Nobody saw it?
I haven't.
You didn't see it? See?
No, I didn't see it.
It helps. That's what she got. Thought Rashi was saying that in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
it helps.
I got it here if you want.
Yeah.
Shem Gemara Domer Harako Kurm's Mano Baku, Kosma Tosa Gemari Nifsal, Yapilas Kalev, Dimma Depasha Ipsha.
Right. Yeah, so again.
You thought the Ma'arizo point was interesting?
What'd
you say? You thought the Ma'arizo point was interesting?
Ma'arizo?
The fact that it has to be Batel in its Mara.
It is interesting.
We thought that,
I mean,
it was hard to connect that to it being Puzzle and Kella.
I think it's hard to connect it either way. I mean, Rashi is giving you different criteria, not talking about the edibility of it.
Exactly.
Right. So I don't know how one knows what Rashi is talking about in terms of, well, how edible is it? I mean, Rashi is explaining with Karako. I think Rashi really is just explaining Karako. What it does is it changes it.
Yeah.
Now, he's not really giving us much more than that, but I have no problem.
Chadash is kind of different.
Maybe it's possible. But the question is the Pana Chadash going to be Usher? I mean, it could be Pana Chadash, but it's still Chametz. So, I have no problem with attributing this opinion to Rashi. I just don't know that I would assume that this is true myself. I doubt Tosos would have agreed with it. Now, I don't think Tosos envisioned themselves here as disagreeing with Rashi. I think they probably felt that they were clarifying. No,
they didn't say what country is it?
They don't want it at all. Right.
So, yeah.
So, in any event, now the question is, of course, according to Anishita, what about the other sugya? What about Pasha Ipsha? So this was definitive. It has to be, because we have a whole sugya later on, Menheim and Beis, and Antisvav and Beis, that Pas, that is Ipsha, but still edible for clubbing, is Chayetus with Bior. And if you're telling me that it's Mutter Banos, what are you talking about? Guys, correct? Right, so the, let's see, so the, there are, I think, two possibilities here, two ways you can go. One possibility is to say that, you know what? I disagree with your reading of the sugya there too. I think that actually is not an accurate assessment of what's going on in the sugya there. And who says this? Who not in this context, a response to it, but at least who would make that available to us? Anybody see the Rishonim on sugya and Hayom Beis? You didn't see it? Nobody saw the Riba on Hayom Beis? Oh. Vakel Gafalach, Kassav HaRitva. That's over it. Nidivir Ravasi near the Chayav Lavar, Fili Nifsim Echils Adam. In Kasaha, Nifsim Echils Kelab, in its Rikas Rebbe. The name of Nisa Tarzi Yashmina, Chikhala Rishu Lutama, but Yesh Omer, Shelo asil ashrine ela din tuma. Aval eno chay levayer midin says midin should be mikavan probably. Yeah, mikavan shenitzel meachil adam. And he later tells us who says that. But so what we're saying is no. The sugya says two din, right? There's mitama tumas elchlin, and then nisrepis that it has to be burnt. And the reason that we're specifying v'nisla men l'achla adam v'akel v'yachla ochla, the reason that we're saying that the standard that's being said here is specifically the gabe the tumas ochlin, not the gabe the chiyav biur. In fact, what?
I understand. Talking myself.
In order to be chiyav biur, it has to be even miachias kelev. This is the opinion. First, the Ribba tells us this is Yesh Shomer. And he tells us later who that is, and we're going to get to these other mekores. He says that Kiyur Vaspos for Tia Chayel Var Meluk Moshe Nisrucha in the Chayel Var and Hayinu She Nisrucha Meachias Adam. Zoi Shidus Harah Zal. The Ra'ah was of the opinion that even if it's Nifsal Meachias Adam, it becomes Mutter. That's the Shita of the Ra'ah. Let me see 1 second.
How do they understand the Gemara on
Memhei? So it appears that what they're explaining is, I'll just read it to you. He says,
Alright.
It's a little bit of a questionable reading. So why is it that it says in Sefer Memhei at all? Why do you need that? Mm-hmm. He's quoting the Rif as being mechadish in a sense, that midibri ravatin yirid echay levar apilu nifsala meachilas adam shekin katsav chay nifsala meachilas kelev ina tzricha tzricha ulidei masnitsa tarti ashmeinan shu chay levar vishum betul tam'a v'chora. What else is there to say? How can you say otherwise? But then he says v'yish omer delo asila ashmeinan lo din tumah. I suppose the point is that v'nisrevitz matmeya, it's not that you need to burn it, it's that it can be burned bitumah. The chiddush is b'nisrepes matmeh. The point is that it's mutal tam'a. That's the chiddush. Now, you might say that it does involve getting back to the service that we've seen. How can it be that if it's that you don't have to burn it, it's still mutal tam'a? And that's a good question. But that appears to be the Ra'ah's point, is that when it says avayesh omer delos yishvini el din tuma, meaning that it's mutal tam'a, not that you need to be burning it. I mean, the service of his man means there's no problem with being atomic. But either way, the point is that what is clear, what clearly emerges here, is the Ra'ah disagreed with the majority of Rishonim who held that the Sugya Menheimaviz indicates that it, Nifsala Me'achilas Adam is Chayebes V'Biur. He held that it's not so, that he's not Chayebes V'Biur. So maybe you'll say the Rashi here is echoing that Ritva, Mit Pasha Ifsha, does not require Bior. That Gemara was saying that if you're Mevayer it, you can be Mitame. That's really the point. If you're being Mevayer, you can be Mitame. But you don't need to be Mevayer. In fact, you don't violate, presumably by Rabbi Yimatzeh, and therefore Mitra Vana as well, Pasha Yivsha. The other possibility is to say, maybe, is to distinguish between these Gemaras. Our Gemara here, Lef Karuch, which the Gemara says is Mitra Vana, and that Gemara over there, Pasha Yivsha, where the Gemara says that it is Chayeves V'Biur, and here I think you can be Mechalik in two different ways. One is to be Mechalik between the cases. Perhaps, Mitzvah, one could suggest, maybe there's a difference between Pas, which is Charuch, scorched, which is Mutar Bana, and Pas, which is Ifsha, Pas, which is rotted, which would be Asur Bana. Perhaps one could argue, every food, over the course of its natural existence, will be holy leos alfush, it will just naturally become rotted and spoiled to some extent. That's just a regular stage in the life cycle of food. And therefore it is considered to be food, even if it's reached a stage where now it's no longer edible, but that's part of its normal progress and part of its normal cycle as a macha. Whereas charuch, one might say, so that's an artificial intervention with it, and you might argue that in that case, even if it's the same shear, let's say, even if all you've done is made it not raw, yilachilas adam, but it's enough to make it that it's now not a macha, that it's now no longer as a shein ochel. We might say that's what just happens to food, that's the normal course of the life of a food, it doesn't change its status as it gets older. Whereas, if you actually torch it, so you've been hofich, you've just revolutionized the status, so even if it's the same shear, but it depends on how you get to that shear, maybe this would be something which is no longer has the Yisr Chametz no longer is considered to be a mafal, whereas this is in the case of Charako, whereas in the case of Pashi Usha would be different. That's one possibility. The other possibility is to say that perhaps we'll be mechalik between not the cases, but the din. Maybe we'll say in the case of the Sugyan Nemheim Udeis, there the din was talking about Bior. And here we're talking about Heter Hana. Maybe it's possible to argue that a Nifsal Mefilas Adam is Chayevis Bior, presumably also over a Bayer or Bayimatse, but there actually is no Isser Hana Legabe such Chametz. And I think there's precedent for this. This is the opinion of several Achronim regarding Chametz Nuksha Ladas Rashi. Rashi on the days of an Aleph, that same mission which speaks of Tarobis Chametz, the mission about Pudach, he actually speaks of two kinds of Chametz. Talks about Tarobis Chametz, also talks about Chametz Nuksha. And there you have Rashi, I mentioned to you guys last time, right? Elo over means you violate the Bayer by Matzeh. And Rabbi Natan disagreed. Rabbi Natan held that no, Elo over means you can't have it out. You actually don't violate Bayer by Matzeh. It's Asr B'Achilo, but it's not Asr B'Bayer by Matzeh. And the reason Rabbi Natan says that is because even its Isra Achilo is not obvious. We had to be medayik that from a pasuk. It's only mitoras riboy in hechitesi that b'li pasuk just pasuk that you over the bayer laimatzah. That was the Rabbi Thomas kasha, and there are different approaches to Rashi. Pnei Yeshua's own approach is that enechinami, this is obvious. You do violate bayer laimatzah, and nonetheless we still didn't know that it was asr b'achilo. It's possible to be over and bayer laimatzah and not be over the hana b'achilo. That's the Pnei Yeshua suggestion. There's a Havim Yizgabe, Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha, you violate Bayer by Matzeh. The question is it Asr B'Achila? So maybe that's a possibility as well. So I think that's an open question. In terms of the Chiluk between these Dinim, I just point out that it's possible to be Chalik in the opposite direction as well. One could have said that perhaps the Ra'ah on Daf Menhem Adays would take the position of the Tosfos on Daf Chavalov, and say that Nifsal Me'afilas Adam is Mudder B'Bayer B'Yimatzeh, and there's no requirement to be Mevayer, but nonetheless, it's Asur to be Nen Anyman. And this, we have a clear precedent, namely, she does the opposite of she does that we were just discussing, namely, she does Rabbi Natan, Megabe Nuksha. She does Rabbi Natan, Megabe Nuksha is, you violate, right, your Asur B'Achila, but in fact, there is no Isur B'Yer B'Yimatzeh. So then, to summarize what we're up to, and then we'll get to analyze this afterwards. So basically what we found, we had this din of Charako Kodin Zmano, and what emerges is a crucial question: what is the status of Pas, of Chametz, Nifsala L'Achilas Adam, but it's still Ra'uli L'Achilas Kelev? So one possibility, and probably the majority of Rishonim hold, that it is Asr B'Hana, and Chayves B'Biura, and Bayar B'Yimatzeh has all the dinim of Chametz. That's Tosos here. And that's as well the opinion of many Rishonim, including the Ravid and the Dov and the Ran, as we'll see. Or alternatively, another possibility is Nisala Me'achilas Adam is Mutter B'Achila Dana, and you're not Chayav B'Yira, you don't violate B'Yira B'Yimatzeh. That's what you would get if you take the position of Rashi, as understood by Tzvi and Aryeh, and Sfas Emes and Baruch Shalmar, here, and you couple that with the Ra'ah in the Ritva in Menhema Beis. Once it's Nifsal Me'afilas Adam already, so then Kol Toras Dine Chametz are no longer applicable. Alternatively, this is the third possibility, you can make a chiluk between Din Hana and Din Biur, and you would say that it's Mudra Hana, like Rashi here, let's say. But Av Pichein Chaya the Biur, Kedas Rover Shonen B'Daf Menhema Beis, and I pointed out that you have perhaps a precedent for this in the Pnei Yeshua, the girl also held this regarding Chametz Nuksha. That even according to the opinion of the Gemara, there's actually my focus about it, but even according to those who think that there's no Isra Achilo for Chametz Nuksha, nonetheless, they still agree that there is an Isra Bayer B'Yimatzeh. Well, nobody argues on the Bayer B'Yimatzeh, and the only question is it Asr B'Achilo? And possibly not. So maybe that's a good precedent for this. And then the final possibility, actually, there's two other possibilities, the chiluk between Hadna and the Bir in the opposite direction, right? That maybe we'll say that it's Asr B'Hana, like Roshonim here, Rosh Hashanah here, but we'll adopt the Ra'ah over there, that it's Chaya B'Biura, and that is something which clearly has precedent. You don't need to answer for Rosh Hashanah to get precedent for that. You have Rabbi Tom's opinion regarding Chametz Nuksha, and Tarot's comments, for that matter. that it's mutter be bayar by matze, there's no fee of the buyer, but it's asr behana b'achila. And then you have the possibility of distinguishing between different cases. Perhaps there's a distinction between charuch and isha. Charuch, you would say, is something which is just part of the natural life cycle of the ochel, and therefore it's has the same dinin until it's nusulam achilas kelev. Whereas ifsha, right, and then you would take this you would take the approach of Rav HaRishonim. Right, I'm sorry, you take the approach of Rashi.
Ifsha, you meant that okay, it's the normal course.
What did I say?
You said
correct. I'm sorry. Ifsha, yeah. You would take the approach of the Rav HaRishonim be ifsha,
yeah.
Right, against the Ra'ah. You would say ifsha nechinami still has the same din, has the same iser chametz, but if you're charuch, if you artificially transition it and transform it into something which is now no longer a chilas kelev, so that's a disruption of its current status, not just a natural evolution, and then the isurei chametz would be kaf. That would be coupling Rashi here with Rav HaRishon, accepting the interpretation of Rav HaRishon there. What we're going to do next is really now be ma'ayin in the shitos, and I want to do that in light of the general principles regarding the status of chilas other than chilas kelev regarding malachos asuras, and I plan to give you guys my remarks about that. So I guess I'll just send it out.